It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Chrysler hits a wall.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Actually, Chrysler is hitting up Great Wall Motor Company in China. Chrysler is the smallest of the three major U.S. automakers. The company is looking for foreign partners to help get business going as sales in the U.S. continue to slump. The deal announced today with China's Great Wall Motors will include a study to share technology, components, and distribution. That's about all either company will say. Great Wall is known best as a producer of SUVs and trucks, but it is expanding into cars. Maybe you remember how your mom made you eat your vegetables before you got dessert. Well, in the magical world of Wall Street right now, it seems you can get your hot fudge sundae, even if you never eat a bite of your spinach. Lehman Brothers, the troubled Wall Street investment bank, is paying out 2008 bonuses this month. Jill Barchet has more.
By all accounts, business has been awful at Lehman Brothers. So why are employees getting bonuses at all, never mind getting them 6 months early?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Bob Salwin is a principal at Executive Compensation Corporation. He says Lehman is issuing stock bonuses precisely because business is so bad.
It's an attempt to prevent a brain drain and stem an exodus of their intellectual capital.
Lehman's stock is down 65% since January. The company's hoping to reverse that slide.
If the stock continues to plunge, then this is going to be an ineffective measure.
Salwin says the July bonus is a tiny carrot, just 20% of what employees got for 2007. Both they and the company will need to perform if they want to collect more. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
The Dow picked up a little steam yesterday, but still ended in bear territory. The Dow was up 73 points, about 0.7% to 11,288. That's more than 20% below its high in October. The Nasdaq was down 6 to 2245. The S&P 500 picked up a point yesterday to 1262. Of course, the markets are closed today. Shares in Europe are lower, and it was a mixed day in Asia. The slowing economy is taking some of the bang out of Independence Day. Jean-Luc Renault has that story.
Here's a sound you won't be hearing in many towns tonight. The sluggish economy has cities across the country blowing out the fuse on their annual fireworks show. In Chula Vista, California, falling tax revenue has opened a $15 million hole in the city's budget. David Garcia is city manager.
We focused on preserving core services. In that list of funding priorities, one of the ones that fell out was the $40,000 for the fireworks display.
Fireworks are also more expensive this year. Stephen Vitale is CEO of fireworks wholesaler Pyrotechnico. He says a supply shortage of imported fireworks forced him to raise prices by as much as 25%.
It's going to price some of the smaller shows out of the market.
Sonoma County in Northern California found a way to spare its fireworks display. It held the show last night to save on holiday overtime for police and fire crews. I'm Jean-Luc Renault for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BrandWeek, the news organization dedicated to the information needs of strategic-minded marketing executives with real-time coverage, now searchable at brandweek.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
The average cost of a gallon of regular gasoline is $4.10. When I filled up a couple days ago in L.A., I paid $4.67. Because it costs so much to simply get anywhere these days, a lot of families are rethinking where they're going. Disney World, for example, may be one of the top vacation spots in Florida, but many are looking for low-cost alternatives to big theme parks. For some, it's back to Florida's old roadside attractions, the glass-bottom boats in Silver Springs, a refurbished Cypress Gardens park, and those famous mermaids at Weekiwachee Springs. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch splashed around for this one.
For 60 years, young women wearing fishtails have performed an underwater act in these turquoise waters. Today's grand finale features Mermaid Stacy. Families pack the viewing area as Mermaid Stacy dives deep down into the freshwater spring.
There they are. Start the clocks. Her partner is now pulling up the air hose, leaving the mermaid 117 feet down, holding her breath.
The announcer invites all of us to hold our breath with her. Mermaid Stacy is a petite blonde named Stacy McConnell.
When you first got started, how long could you hold your breath underwater?
About 18 seconds. That's how long I held it in the tryout.
That was 10 years ago. In the years that followed, Weekiwachee Springs nearly went under. Tourists preferred flashier theme parks. Weekiwachee's attendance dropped. The park fell into disrepair. The mermaids launched a Save Our Tails campaign. They marketed Weekiwachee as a low-cost alternative to Disney World and Universal Studios. Season passes go for as little as $30. People took the bait. Last year, the park turned a profit. 61-year-old Jerry Reidenbach used to swim in the springs as a kid. He even married a former mermaid.
This was native Florida. This is the Florida I grew up in. Highway 19 and US 1 on the East Coast and the little attractions on the side of the road. It's 1950 Florida right here.
The park has a different appeal for his granddaughter, Kaylee.
We get to see a lot of the mermaids performing, and we can go swimming.
Marketing director John Athanason says the mermaids are the brand of Weekiwachee. But what keeps the park afloat is Buccaneer Bay, a water park built into the spring.
The water park's really the bread and butter. It's the financial stability of this park.
Mermaid Stacy emerges from the deep, does several graceful pirouettes, then finally reaches for an air hose.
And how long did that mermaid hold?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mermaid Stacy has held her breath for an amazing 2 minutes and 38 seconds.
In Weekiwachee, Florida, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
For Weekiwachee pictures, visit marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Happy 4th. Have a good weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.